This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Good thing to do. Today is a very cool day in history. As I said, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets, and I'm not sure why we didn't call them Jacobs. Or we could have called them, so, you know, nothing gets between me and my Jacob. That's my favorite. It was in 1873. I mean, think about it. The Levi's have been around for that long.
Yeah.
What's that, 142 years? Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Well, he was working on a railroad, I think, and people's clothing was coming apart, and so he tried he was a tent manufacturer. I vaguely remember the story because I lived in San Francisco and Levi Plaza. It was during the construction of the railroad. And he was from San Francisco. So there you go. And he said Thomas Edison's prototype on kinetoscope in 1891. Hard to believe the history of cinema, that was that essentially moving pictures are that old, right?
Hmm.
So that's 124 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe that some of these things are that ancient. And this is a great story that that Manny asked about traffic in New York. And I said, well, you know, rush hours are kind of a pain. And sometimes you'll just kind of breeze through. But, you know, and there are a lot of people. The good thing about New York is there's a lot of public transportation. There are buses and the subway works really well. A lot of people take the subway or take the path in or whatever. But the first traffic ticket in the U.S. was issued... it would be 116 years ago. We've had traffic tickets for 116 years. A New York City taxi driver, dun, 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 his name was Jacob German, was probably not his real name, was arrested for speeding while driving 12 miles per hour on Lexington Street, which was now Lexington Ave. I've had my share of speeding on Lexington. Different story. And cab drivers. I'm not telling. In 1902, Cuba gained independence from the United States. Thomas Estrada Palma was the country's first president. In 1920, a Montreal radio station, XWA, broadcast the first regularly scheduled radio programming in North America. So thank you, XWA. I owe my career to you guys. In 1927, at 7:52, I suppose that's a.m., Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island I'm not sure I knew that. On the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean, he touched down Le Bourget Field in Paris at 22:22 the next day. Excuse me. So I didn't realize that this was the day that he took off. 1927. Amelia Earhart on the same day. 5 years later, took off from Newfoundland to be the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean by a female pilot, landing in Ireland the next day. Excuse me. The naval ship, the naval destroyer, just came by. It's not a naval destroyer, it's a threat destroyer. Excuse me. The Armed Forces Security Agency, the predecessor of the NSA, was established. In 1949. So this is, you can see that history is sort of taking kind of a turn for the icky. In 1956, Operation Red Wing, the first United States airborne hydrogen bomb, is dropped over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, I've seen pictures of that my whole life, haven't you? It's a scary thing. The first mushroom-shaped cloud. And a lot of the people from there developed all sorts of illnesses and cancers over the years that we didn't understand about protecting people.
Yeah.
The cosmic microwave background radiation discovery was made in 1964 by Robert Woodrow Wilson and Arno Penzias, which is microwave ovens.
Hmm.
The first publication of the discovery of the HIV virus that causes AIDS in the journal Science was in 1983. And in 1996, the Supreme Court rules in Romer versus Evans against a law that would have prevented any city, town, or county in the state of Colorado from taking any legislative, executive, or judicial action to protect the rights of gays and lesbians. Shame on them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, we're getting there. Not quickly, but I mean, if somebody tried to bring this up today, they would be booed out of, you know, that's 19 years ago. But I mean, that means the progress in 19 years. And it's interesting that would have prevented the city from taking any action to protect the rights of gays. All right, so I read this wrong. It's written wrong. It's written so you can't possibly understand it. So basically, it sounds like the Supreme Court, it rules against a law that would have prevented taking legislative action to protect the rights of gays. All right. Rules against the law that would have prevented. So in other words, they rule in favor of gays and lesbians. Isn't that how you read it? It's written so badly, it's almost impossible to figure it out. But I think that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. The state of my upbringing, sometimes leaves a little to be desired. And so the Waco story, we had Fast Eddie calling yesterday about the Waco story. Do you guys know about the Waco story? It's not a nice story.
It's not.
It was a biker bar just outside of town, and two rival gangs got into it, and it started with a fist fight, apparently, in the bathroom.
We got a caller that called us yesterday about
that. Yeah, about that's what I'm saying, Fast Eddie. Yeah, which is really impressive that bikers listen to my program. And his thing was, you can't judge all bikers by Waco, which is certainly true. But I said, if you're trying to change the perception, one of the things you may want to do is change your name to, instead of Fast Eddie, maybe, Speedy Edward or something. Fast Eddie, I don't know, is going to sort of engender the kinds of feelings that you want. So it's kind of a messy story. That it was a brawl in the bathroom against two rival gangs. Apparently the Bandidos are second only to Hell's Angels, and that they were both going to this place called Twin Peaks, which apparently is kind of a, what do we call it? I can't figure out the nice name for it. It's a bar where women don't wear much clothes. Okay? And then it started in a fist fight, then got into a knife fight, then got into a gun fight. And the cops stayed out of it until the guns got drawn. And then they decide, okay, enough is enough. It's the Bandidos versus the Cossacks. And they're trying to figure out if it was over turf. And apparently, in spite of Fast Eddie's demurs to the contrary, that a large part of this is about drugs. That it's that the biker gangs have at least been in the distribution business for a lot of drugs in this country. And what they did, 9 people were killed, many more were injured. The area is a crime scene, and they rounded up like 170 people or something, and which is sort of overtaxing the system, and they're trying to figure out what to do about it, and they won't tell people where the bikers are because they're fearing reprisals. But they're saying that they have to figure out who were the bystanders, who were the perpetrators. So they're. I mean, this is going to go on for a while. There are funerals killed during the brawl, and the police unfortunately said, well, the bad guys killing the bad guys, You know, we just let them do it. And apparently that bikers all over the country are now sort of talking heads. Ex-Hell's Angel leader on gang rivalries. Dog the Bounty Hunter on biker gangs. It's a bond. I don't know. Uninvited gangs show up. I don't know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we're here from henceforth, instead of referring to it as the Twin Peaks or the Waco story, we're going to refer to it as the Fast Eddie story because he was the guy who called our program yesterday. All right, so the latest on this is not that it started at the bathroom, but that there's an outdoor bar, and the Bandidos were having a high-level meeting there, and some other people showed up. They said it was originally a fist fight, And they're saying it may have been a tiff over a spot or someone having his foot run over. Well, you can hear it's all sorts of different stories. There are crime scenes inside and outside the restaurant, including the bathroom, which is what I had heard, eating area and around the bar. Most of those involved came from outside of Waco. They used all sorts of different weapons, from brass knuckles to guns, from knives to chains to inflict pain. And when police responded, within 30 to 45 seconds, because of their proximity, some bikers turned their weapons on law enforcement. Our officers took fire and responded appropriately. It was most likely that three or four of the 18 Waco officers opened fire. They're now saying, according to some people, that four of the nine fatalities were felled by police bullets. And nobody knows at this moment. They're going to have to do autopsies. The nine people range in age from 27 to 65. You'd think by the time you're 65, you'd sort of outgrown this, but maybe not. They said that they defended the officers' actions, including their staying at the scene for hours afterward in case other biker members came to pick up their brother's fight. All right, now they're saying that the Cossacks motorcycle gang were in the Twin Peaks parking lot when members of the Bandidos arrived. The trouble started there, although they said that they saw it coming. A couple weeks before, the Texas Joint Crime Task Force warned that the violence between the rival groups had increased in Texas with no indication of diminishing. They're saying it's about turf. Well, except it turns out to be a little more complicated than that. Both Bandidos and Cossacks call Texas home. The Bandidos have been the biggest and most dominant. While they allow other motorcycle clubs to exist, they're not allowed to wear the state bottom rocker. Do you know what a bottom rocker is? It's their name that's on the back of their vest that is sort of looks like a bottom of a rocking chair. How come, hence called bottom rocker? The rocker can indicate where someone is from, but it's territorial claim for that club. That's why they're not getting along, supposedly. The Cossacks decided they were big enough now to go ahead and wear the Texas bottom rocker and tell the Bandidos that they're ready for war. Any time a biker gang starts war, it never stops. They're saying it's beyond pride and beyond turf. And this is what I was saying. These guys are organized crime. They use, manufacture, and sell drugs. They steal motorcycles. They extort people. They rape, rob, and murder. So, and the highest-ranking Bandido member challenged claims that his group is responsible for vast wrongdoing, calling out lies on TV, including telling everybody that the Bandidos are after police departments. We're not like that. The 60s are gone. I mean, it's kind of depressing. And the cops saying, well, you know, the bad guys shooting the bad guys. I think that's kind of one of those unspoken sentiments, but I've never heard anybody actually take credit for it publicly of saying, let them wipe each other out.
Right.
At one point, I lived in Somerville, Massachusetts, and there was gang war with the mafia going on. And that's basically what the cops sort of felt is, you know, it's the dummies wiping out the dummies. And my point was, how would you know? When somebody's dead, what are they going to say? I wasn't actually in the gang. I wasn't actually in the mafia. So, I don't know. The whole thing, kind of alarming. But we do have at least one biker gang member that we know that listens to the program because he called up to explain to us that we had it all wrong. And I said, well, if you can change perceptions, maybe a different kind of name. I said, well, we do Toys for Tots. And as I said, I knew, I think his name is Sonny Barger, I think in San Francisco. I don't know. Outlaws, I guess. Richard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I wanted to comment about the fundraising that's going on right now. What do they call it, the Red Nose?
Yeah.
I believe it's has something to do with 68 hours, where children go home on a Friday and go back to school 68 hours later on Monday, and they have quite a deficiency on nutrition and food. And I can't tell you how proud I am when I watch. I have a few minutes to watch the Today Show before I go to work, and I am so proud of some of the things that people do in this country. You know, with everything that's wrong, there's more that's right.
Well, I think that's a really good perception, especially sort of hearing things like, you know, the nincompoops in Waco. that the idea that this really is a country that cares about other people. It turns out, in terms of charity, we are the most charitable country on the face of the earth, which I think
Thank
is great.
God
and I think,
for that.
Yeah, I think your point is very well taken. They've got Walgreens, M&M's. Let's see what else we got. I'm trying to get some of the specific details of it because you're asking about it, and I think you're right that, as I said, it's been publicized. It's been publicized for so long. I thought it'd come and gone. As I said, I've had my red nose for an awfully long time. Nah, come on, folks. Give me.
Keeping track of Matt Lauer on his bike trek from Boston to New York?
No, who's doing that?
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
Oh yeah, well, good for Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I think is what the chant is.
There you go. Well, because it's where in the world is Matt as well. All right. It's designed to raise money for children and young people living in poverty by having fun and making people laugh. It's in the U.S. tomorrow. People across the country will come together to have fun and raise funds and awareness. The day's events will culminate in a three-hour entertainment TV special on NBC. I knew that. Featuring the country's favorite comedians, musicians, and Hollywood stars. To join the fund, plan now how to help support Red Nose Day in your community. It's easy and fun. Opportunities are endless. Let's do the history because it started in another country. I think it started in the UK. And I think it was vaguely Australia, but I'm not sure. The UK, going 30 years, inspiring cultural phenomena that unites people from all walks of life in interest of saving and changing lives across the globe. Since the first Red Nose Day, Comic Relief has raised over £1 billion to help people in need around the world. So there you go.
That's so touching.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it really is that that people can reach out and help one another. And as you say, I mean, one of the issues about the summer, as you point out, is an awful lot of kids who get their breakfast and lunch at school in terms of their primary nutrition are having problems. And I think that's part of, I think, the focus of this particular Red Nose Day is not only that, but the idea being that we shouldn't allow poverty in this. We shouldn't allow hunger in this country, especially for kids. So for anybody, but all right.
And
listen,
I wonder if we're slipping into a third world nation. You know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll stop the slide. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, how about, we haven't had an email for a while. How about an email?
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
This email is from Amy. Amy says, Dr. Joy, I listen to you every night and just love your show. You recently had a caller on asking why her children don't treat her like she treated her parents. And it's a question I think about almost daily lately. I am a single mother of a 19-year-old son. He grew up a very respectful and sweet young man. But once he turned 18, the respect for me has pretty much gone out the window. He's still a great young man and very kind and respectful outside the home. At home, he doesn't listen to me, doesn't do his chores or help around the house at all, and he has a very entitled attitude. He no longer appreciates anything I do for him. It's almost as if he's begun to hate me, which I don't understand. We have a wonderful home, and he is well provided for, and I love him to pieces. It's maddening for me to understand what is happening and why he's this way towards me. We used to be very close. My friends tell me it's normal at this age, and that by 23 or so, it will change. You told your caller it doesn't change until they are in their mid-40s. I'll never make it that long. What are your thoughts on raising a young adult? Advice? He lives at home, rent-free, goes to college full-time, works part-time in two different jobs. He is one is giving drum lessons from our downstairs three nights a week.
Okay, let me start at the beginning. I didn't say till 40s. I said till late 30s. But and the idea is it begins to shift before that. But the dramatic change doesn't happen. I don't think nearly. That's being unduly optimistic that sometimes the shift will happen in their 20s. First of all, I think that kids are delaying adolescence longer and longer and longer. I was talking with somebody today who said that that they were talking with college kids, and they all hook up, they all have sex, friends with benefit, but they don't commit to one another. They really don't want to launch their lives. They don't want to launch. They don't want to be adults yet. They don't want to have kids. And sometimes they don't want to have careers. So, and I think everything is. To a certain extent, that delayed adolescence is being prolonged in the United States, number one. And probably, to a certain extent, worldwide. Part of it's economic, part of it's just social. You bring up a bunch of points, which I think are very relevant. First of all, single parenting and the indulgence, the entitlement that kids feel. You've got an only child. You've got sort of a one-on-one situation. He feels like he's the most important person in your life, and therefore he can behave in ways that are not that are very narcissistic, very selfish. The first thing I would do, he's in college, which is good, and you certainly want him in college. That the more education he receives, presumably the better he can take care of himself, and in theory of you at some point. But if he's got a part-time job and he's doing less, he's working out of the house, I would certainly charge him some kind of nominal room and board. And if he, especially since he's not doing anything, you could say you can either do sweat equity or you can pay me $100 a week. But you can't, and you have to do one or the other. And if you do neither, then you have to find some other place to live, and I'll subsidize you, which is not a terrible idea, because if he, asking an 18-year-old to do chores. First, all right, let me back up. There are a whole bunch of issues with 18-year-olds, let alone 18-year-old boys. And the fact that you were very close is going to make this more difficult, believe it or not, for both of you, because his job is to find some emotional, financial, economic, geographical, intellectual independence. So the closer he feels to you, the more difficult that's going to be, because he loves you, but he needs, and he understands that he needs to walk away from you, which is true of every 18-year-old. 18-year-old males in this society, the major sort of insult would be to call him a mama's boy. And I'm sure you don't, but he may view that as in his own head. Or if he told his friends, well, you know, my mom is my best friend, he's going to get some grief from that. So part of his job description at this moment in his life is to begin to lessen the dependence on you, the involvement with you. And I think your friends are right in saying that at some point it will very likely rebound a little bit, but I wouldn't expect it completely, number one, and I wouldn't expect it anytime soon. And understand at some point that he is presumably going to, let's assume he's heterosexual, is going to be involved with a woman. And at that moment, you don't want to make him feel that he has to choose between his mother and his wife, because you'll lose, number one. Number two, it's not a moral decision to make. So his whole trajectory is going to be away from you for a while. It doesn't mean that you can't love each other. It doesn't mean you can't respect each other, which gets me back to where I was before about him living under your roof, not doing chores, having a part-time job, and not paying you any room and board. What I would say to him is, here's the deal. Either sweat equity, which means you do some of the cooking, you do some chores, without me asking, you do them because we're partners here, or that you pay me some room and board. If the answer is neither, and I'm not going to go after you to collect it, that's the deal. Either you do that, or you find some other place to live, and I'll support you somewhat, because I'll give you some kind of stipend, because you're still in school, because I don't want you to drop out of school. But because you're instead of saying, I want him still to be my little boy, and he's saying, can't do that, Mom. You know, need to view myself as a man, view myself as independent. But when it comes to meals and money, he wants to be the little boy that gets taken care of. That's not viable for either of you. So the best thing to do for both of you, in both the short and the long term, would be for him to be living someplace else. So he comes home, maybe to do his laundry and maybe to eat, but also, so coming to see you would be a big deal for both of you as opposed to an aggravation for both of you. Because right now, it's not that he hates you, it's that he's needing to pull away from you. And most people aren't terribly good at doing that. I told this story before of when my daughter was young. I didn't have any money, but I had a big house. And so we would get high school graduates who didn't want to go to college and didn't want to work at the local, you know, for minimum wage. And they would come and live with me and take care of my help take care of my daughter because I was working part-time. And in exchange for which they would have room and board. And the more successful the relationship was, I did this for a couple of years, the more toward the end of the time, because it was always agreed that they would stay. I think the first one stayed for a year, the second one stayed for like 6 months, sometimes they were just the summer, whatever. The closer they came to the end of the contract, whatever we'd agreed to, the more they started acting out in to the extent of somebody smuggled a cat into the house. I don't know. I mean, they clearly didn't think they were going to get away with it. But the idea being that at that point, this was a really good experience for them and for me. So it's hard for kids to leave a good experience. It's not hard for anybody to leave a bad experience. So what kids do, because they don't have that perspective, is they will take a good experience and make it bad so they can walk away from it. So this kid smuggled a cat into my house, knowing that I would find it, knowing that I'd say, I can't believe you did this, this is dishonest, this is, you know, you should have asked, they would stay out on that. They would do what is called acting out. So then they could make me the bad guy, then they could leave, and they wouldn't have to feel bad about leaving what was probably one of the better situations in their life. That's what your son is doing. And that sense of entitlement, I mean, honey, he got that sense of entitlement from you. You taught him that. You taught him that he was the light of your life, that you would do anything for him. So it's time, as both of you need to view him as a more adult human being, to lessen that sense of, I'm willing to do everything for you. It's not as, I know what you're saying was, but Brown, I wanted you to make him like me more, not less. Well, for a while, he's not going to like you no matter what you do. So you might as well do things that make a little more sense, that set up a better foundation going forward, which is for him not to live there without paying any room and board, and for him not to live there being able to have drum lessons in the basement and have him not living there doing essentially nothing to support. Because he can't both, and you can explain to him, you can't both ask to be independent and then dependent on when it serves your needs. And you don't have to be angry about it, and you don't have to say you hate me. Because the issue is not to make him feel guilty. The issue is to help him understand how this, the next couple of, you know, years, the next couple of, I suppose, decades are going to last. You also need to find different places to place some of your emotional capital, what you put in and what you expect to get back, because he's not going to be very responsive for the next couple of years, which is okay. That's part of his developmental plan. So that means, this is why people foster children. It's why people adopt children. It's why people get a pet. It's why people go back to work. It's why people do volunteer activities. So find something. It's certainly why people date. Find a situation that you feel is a good investment of your time and energy, because your son's not going to be that for a while. He can't afford to be. He needs to figure out how to function on his own. So being emotionally dependent on Mom is not going to work for him. And in the long run, it won't work for you either. So I know you're saying, oh, yes, it will, but it won't, because you want your son to be an independent, self-sufficient adult human being. Okay? Hang in there, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook,
the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Okay, got it. All right, I got one play to review for you and one experience, and the experience which I guess technically counts as theater. I sort of talked about a lot last week, so I'll sort of do it fairly quickly, but in fairness, it probably counts as theater. All right, so here's the deal. I saw a play called Tuesdays at Tesco's at 59 East 59th, which is, there's a lot of experimental work, and I really like a lot of the stuff they do, but it doesn't always work. This one, first of all, the playbill they hand you, do you know who Simon Callow is? He's a very famous British actor who's done a lot of Shakespeare, and it's mostly known through movies around here. But he's a man of a certain age, and when they give you the playbill, there's a picture of him in drag, essentially. He has a blonde wig on, and there are some men in drag who look fantastic. That would not include Simon. So you're already sort of thinking, huh. Then you walk in to the stage, and the stage is relatively bare. It's got this huge big oval that's kind of lit, so you feel like you're almost looking at a picture. It's got a piano, a brocade chair, some rocks on the ground, and a branch of a tree that has, like, stars on it, and a pink prom dress. Okay, that's what you're looking at. You're sort of not sure exactly what to, you know, what to expect here. But it's the next 75. Oh, there's a metronome. That was one of my favorite things. A metronome, which makes me remember being learning, you know, teaching myself piano. I don't even know if they make metronomes anymore. All right. So what happens in the next 75 minutes is Simon Callow comes out in drag and talks about his Tuesdays at Tesco's, Tesco being a grocery store, with his dad. And this, to me, was incredibly poignant for a bunch of reasons. First of all, I get lots of questions around here, as you know, about dealing with an elderly parent, especially an elderly parent whose spouse has died. All right, so that's number one, of how do we deal with that, and how do we deal with the fact that they're cranky and they don't really ask very much about us, and we're feeling put upon. All right, so that's one whole segment. Then, in this particular case, Pauline started this life as Paul, and Pauline keeps saying, I am my true self, this is me, and relates for the next slightly more than an hour how her father relates to her. What she really wants to have is a conversation, and he just essentially looks through her. And part she does all the cleaning for him and the cooking and the washing up. And then they walk down to the Tesco's. And this is the town in which she grew up. So it's poignant. It's not the world's most comfortable play to watch, but it is incredibly poignant. It is smart. He is terrific in it. He dances around. There are all sorts of things that... that are unexpected. He does a tango at one point. And the question is, why is the piano there? Well, the guy who plays the piano is in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, basically. And he comes out and he's composing the music as he goes along. And he'll play like a chord and then he'll write it down. And he takes the metronome out and then puts it away. And during Simon's monologue, during Pauline's monologue, he'll play a chord here and there, and it's extraordinary how it adds something to what's essentially an hour monologue. And I think that the notion is also that our lives are works in progress. We're always composing. We're always sort of trying to see what works. And, I mean, it's very smart. It's very... people were literally on the edge of their seat, and at one point... he stops talking, and there's just this blanket of silence in the theater. So it's not your ordinary kind of theater, but especially these days where we're talking, there was an article in yesterday's paper where a transgender person is asking Barnard to have a specific policy about admissions. And she's saying, look, my whole life has been about identity. I don't want to have to do this on a case-by-case basis. I want there to be a policy that I can understand. So it's a very relevant issue. It's a terrific performance. It's not an easy play, and it's not for everyone, but it's short. But to me, it was very meaningful. I gave it 4.5 stars. So it's at 59 East 59th, and I would encourage you to at least think about going. It's an extraordinary performance, and it's a very thought-provoking, heartbreaking look at somebody's life. Okay, so That's Tuesdays at Tesco's. The other thing I just want to do briefly for you is Queen of the Night, which is, as I said, it was such a unique experience. You go down these dark stairs, and it's just very well done. It's very smart. It's gorgeous people. It's a combination of a circus and acrobatics and a play and a dinner, and it's not inexpensive. I think the tickets for Tuesday at Tesco's, I think if you're not a member, are like $70. The tickets... For the least expensive ticket, I think, for Queen of the Night is like $140. So, but they're complete. You get dinner with one, and one is 70 minutes, and the other, which I guess is $1 a minute, isn't it? And the other is goes on for like 2.5 hours. So, I suppose you could look at it that way. It goes on for better than twice as long, and it costs twice as much, but you get dinner with it. They're both very different experiences, but there's something about live theater, live experiences. As we know, all these studies have suggested that rather than give somebody something, give them an experience. And both of these count as experiences. So you can find out more at drjoy.com, 855-99-37569. So there's more theater coming up. But these two, again, they're hard to review in the usual criteria because they're not musicals, either of them. They're not the plot isn't straightforward. It's not Shakespeare, although we've got Shakespeare in the Park coming up fairly soon. But, you know, allow yourself... When you walk in to Queen of the Night, they say, let yourself go. I don't even know what that means. But I suppose trying something different, trying something you haven't tried before, a different experience, is part of what I think art should do for us. Make us think about our world in a slightly different way, think about ourselves in a slightly different way. And if you have some fun there, you're gonna have more fun, to be quite honest, at Queen of the Night than you are at Tuesdays. But your brain is gonna get much more of a workout at Tuesdays, and your heart maybe as well. So both are highly recommended. Both are an experience that's unlike other kinds of things. Which is not to say, as I said, I was talking with somebody at a movie a couple of days ago, and she and I both cover theater as well, and saying that this is the best theater season we can ever remember. We're all so exhausted, but it was wonderful theater. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Another hour to go. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial.
1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.